This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Street and 8th also closed. 295 Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, very slow, a 7-minute commute. Parkway southbound from the Beltway to Route 50, 27 minutes. It should only take you about 7. Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound after Riverdale Road, there's a crash blocking the left lane. 270 southbound between 70 and 109, a 21-minute trip should only take you about 11. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear sky this morning and a few high clouds, and I think about the same this afternoon. A northwest breeze, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Up near 50, near 30 tonight, suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Gainesville, 30 in Olney, 37 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning, happy Friday. Joining us in about an hour, 7:05, Diana Mayhew from the Cherry Blossom Festival. It starts Sunday. She'll give us the highlights. At 7:35, economist Steve Moore is with us. We'll break down what's in that omnibus spending bill. Apparently everything, except the stuff you want. And the tariff war between the U.S. and China. At 8:05, D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham. We'll find out how D.C. is preparing for the March for Our Lives. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel to wrap up the week. I'm Mary Walter here with Hans von Spakovsky.
Good morning, Mary. It's great to be here.
All right. The world has just gone mad. We've lost our minds. All right. Joe Biden and President Trump going back and forth. Joe Biden was at the University of Miami on Monday. And he was talking, it was there on a violence, like a domestic violence, you know, violence against women, women's rights. That's what they were talking about. And here's Joe Biden goes off on President Trump.
They asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room.
Wait, what? Now, need I remind you, Joe Biden, everybody loves, oh, crazy Uncle Joe. He says some weird stuff, but he's also creepy Uncle Joe. He's that guy who you see these pictures of him, like, coming up behind a woman and, like, they're doing some kind of, you know, picture thing or somebody's getting an award or something. And all of a sudden, Joe Biden, like, creeps up from behind and puts a hand on her arm and, like, sniffing her hair. And
or whispering in her ear. There's a photo of him doing that when Ash Carter became the head of the Defense Department.
It's just weird. Inappropriate. I pray he runs in 2020 because they're going to have a field day with the photos alone of weird, creepy Uncle Joe. So President Trump, of course, can't let it go. He's got to respond. So he, of course, tweeted yesterday. Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he is weak, both mentally and physically, and yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe. We have a schoolyard brawl with two septuagenarians. That is where we are right now in politics in this country. So we thought we'd have some fun because it's Friday. 888-630-9625. Who wins? Let's face it. I got to tell you, Joe Biden, probably in better shape than President Trump. President Trump doesn't look like he's going to run far. I don't know, but he is bigger overall. He could probably smother Joe Biden. I mean, it depends on what kind of fighting we're doing. If we're doing like MMA where anything goes, you know, President Trump would just get Joe on the mat and just smother him.
Right. Well, where was Biden speaking? Was it Miami?
Yes.
So we're going to have a thriller in Miami.
Yes, a thriller in Miami. He was at the University of Miami. You know, at the Gridiron Dinner, which was just recently, it was about like a month ago. President Trump, so maybe President Trump threw the first punch here because he called Joe Biden Sleepy Joe and saying he could kick his butt. And on 2016, the president went after Joe Biden on Twitter, calling him our not very bright vice president, which I have to tell you, I don't think Joe Biden is very bright. I've always said this when during the Obama years, when Joe Biden would sit behind him during the speeches to Congress and State of the Union, right. Those kinds of things. Joe Biden just always had this little grin on his face. And I just had this mental image that I just imagine that he just has the song Zippity-Doo-Dah playing through his head through the entire thing going, oh, look at how pretty everything is. Oh, yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Like, he's just in his happy place. He's just happy, and good for him. But he doesn't strike me as the brightest person. I may be underestimating him.
No, but also, again, this incident kind of shows the hypocrisy of the left, because you hear they had Joe Biden speaking at this women's event down in Florida, and yet he's the guy who, you know, our friend Byron York in 2015 did a story at the Washington Examiner about Biden called Joe Biden's woman-touching habit.
Yes. And this was also, here's the other hypocrisy that I saw here. And if you want to join us, 888-630-9625. If you want to tell us who you think would win. They're at this thing for women, right? And I'm supposed to be, you know, strong, powerful women. The left is all about strong, powerful, independent women who don't need men, right? But here's Joe Biden advocating for men to beat down other men who talk badly about women. Or men who assault women, because, you know, the assumption being that, you know, Donald Trump assaulted women because of the Access Hollywood tape. Because he said you could do any of these women throw themselves at you. You could, you know, grab them and they would let you. Well, if they let you, then that's not assault. But here's the irony of that is these are supposedly strong, independent women who don't need men, but they're applauding a guy who's talking about beating up a guy, so defending women, basically. These are women, in my humble opinion, who get upset if a man opens a door for them, but they applaud the guy who talks about beating up another guy in their defense.
Yeah,
doesn't make any sense.
I'll tell you, I hope Joe Biden enjoys his retirement and stays in retirement.
Do you think he will?
Yeah, you know, he keeps talking about maybe running again, but hopefully that won't happen.
Well, he's gonna, although he is 75, Trump's 71. So in 2020, people are talking about Trump's age, you know, let alone Biden's age in 2020. He's going to be pushing 80 in 2020.
That's a little old to be running for president.
It is. But I have to tell you, women, for whatever reason, despite the whole creepy Uncle Joe photos and all that stuff that comes out, women love him. I don't know what it is. My aunt, and I've told this story, we had this discussion before the presidential election, and she just couldn't get past the way President Trump says things. And I finally said to her, she's like, I don't understand why Joe Biden doesn't run. He's so nice. I'm like, really? And I had to explain to her that, you know, so many people vote on personality. That's not why you vote for someone. And I said to her, President Trump isn't coming over for dinner. Do you care if he's rude, or do you want him to get the job done? Which one of those things is more important to you? You like the way he says stuff? President Obama was really nice in the way he said stuff, but he was very nice in the way he lied right to your face. You know, telling you the truth isn't always a nice thing. So, but she really wanted Joe Biden, even though she's a Republican, she would have voted for Joe Biden because
really?
She thought he was really nice. Sometimes my gender does disappoint me and let me down.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is disappointing.
It is, and I will say that is a chick thing for the most part, unfortunately. 888-630-9625, 615. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the, excuse me, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Every 15, I'm going to do this. Sorry, Art.
I got to get that straight.
Hey, listen, guys, I'm going to be here next week, too, so you'll figure it out. I know. A Street Northeast between 6th and 8th. We still have that ongoing fire department activity blocking all lanes. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed south from the Beltway to Route 50. 26-minute travel time, quite slow. The Parkway southbound to Riverdale. Right after Riverdale Road, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Route 100 eastbound approaching 97 in Glenbirtie, an accident. And 16th Street and the East-West Highway in Silver Spring. An overturned vehicle blocking all lanes. 270 headed south between 70 and 109. 15-minute travel time. It should only take you about 10. And now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny to partly cloudy with a high near 50. Tonight, clear sky, low near 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. And just like today, a high near 50 again. Currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 616 on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
All right, septuagenarian smackdown, Joe Biden versus Trump. Mike McKay here just handed me some statistics. Well, one statistic, President Trump is 6'3", Joe Biden is 6 foot nothing.
Yeah, but how would they weigh in before they got
in? Oh, I think Trump weighs more than,
Joe.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's 3 inches taller.
Okay, so this is going to be a heavyweight. This is going to be a heavyweight.
President Trump is big boned. That's what it is. He's just big boned, as my mother used to say. Back when I was more than a bigger girl than I am now, I used to hear from my mom, "You're big boned." I was like, "No, I'm pretty fat." 888-630-9625 if you want to weigh in on this. This is just ridiculous. The two of them, you know, talking tough, talking about how they could beat the other one up. I'm waiting for one of them to say, "Well, my dad could beat up your dad." Tom and Chantilly. Tom, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday. What do you think of this ridiculousness?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
And all I got to say is, the women love Bill Clinton. They still love Bill Clinton, and he rapes women. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. There is that allegation, and then that is obviously the difference, as we were talking before with Stormy Daniels. But I mean, is this? And I hear people saying this isn't presidential. I got to tell you, I kind of agree with them on this one. Well, I could beat him up. This to me is not super presidential. And if I were President Trump, I would have ignored it or called it out for the violent rhetoric that it was and left it at that. I just think.
I'm
thank you.
Kind of childish, but then look at the media across the board and look at how childish it's become.
Yeah, absolutely. And look at how childish that is. And that's where we are right now. President, thank you so much. We appreciate that, Tom. President Trump, 239 pounds, but there's an asterisk next to that. And 6'3" again, an asterisk next to that, because I believe there was some controversy as to his height and weight. A lot of people didn't believe it when his doctor released all his medical records. A lot of people didn't believe his height and weight. They think he's shorter and fatter.
Oh, please. That doctor has been there for a very long time. The idea that he would release false information. Come on.
And I know. And Joe Biden is 6 feet tall and allegedly 180 pounds. So President Trump has got 60 pounds on him. If these numbers are correct, 60 pounds and 3 inches. So
I bet the odds makers in Vegas will be betting on the president.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know. And, you know, again, I want to talk about, you know, where are we in our country that this is where the rhetoric is right now?
Right.
That's where we are. And, you know, the other thing, too, the fact that people love Joe Biden, they just love him. And they don't like Trump because of his personality. He's a very pugnacious personality, which is why I think he responded the way he did when it came to this. And he said, you know, oh, what did he say? I could beat you up. I could kick his butt. Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. He's weak, both mentally and physically, yet he threatens me. So President Trump taking this on. Now, I get it. He's from Queens. He's from New York.
Right.
So I get that he's going to respond to any kind of perceived threat. The president's going to respond to it. He's not going to let it go because that's who he is. That's how he grew up in the streets of New York, even though he lived a charmed life. It's still a threat. You don't let anybody get to you. But look at the difference. He responds to that. But we were just talking about this spending bill that has so many things, that doesn't have a lot of things in it that the president said he wanted, and he's going to roll over like a puppy on that. He's going to roll over and expose his belly for rubs when it comes to the spending bill, but because Joe Biden, 74-year-old Joe Biden, says I could kick his butt, that's what he's going to take up on. That's where he's going to act tough. Where is that President Trump when it comes to the spending bill?
No, I hope that pugnaciousness in his personality, which is a good thing when it comes to stuff like enforcing our immigration laws, I hope that comes out when he's considering that budget bill.
Well, exactly, and we'll know. I guess we'll know today, right? He has until midnight to decide whether to sign it or not. Correct?
That or the government shuts down.
And you made a really good point, and I want to get this out here. You made an excellent point earlier about President Reagan. What was the number? How many times?
I counted up really quickly. I think the government shut down at least eight times during the Reagan administration when he stood up to Congress on spending issues and other disputes like that. And did it prevent Ronald Reagan from being one of the most popular presidents in history or being overwhelmingly reelected in second term? No, it didn't.
Yeah. So your money is on President Trump to beat Joe Biden in a septuagenarian smackdown.
I think he'd win.
I got to tell you, I think Joe Biden's slipperier, and because he's littler, he might be tougher to catch. You know, I don't know. I don't know how long President Trump can run around that ring chasing Joe Biden. It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. A complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain or back and joint pain? Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Preparing for Allergy Season on Wednesday, April 4th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Spring freshness.
Is finally here, and it's a great time to give your rugs a deep down professional clean. And there's no one you can trust more than Hadid. For your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odor, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. And more good news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's up to 33% off. Come on, it's spring. Let's get those rugs cleaned. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to prepare for the future, but its IT infrastructure was stuck in the past. So CDWG orchestrated a converged infrastructure solution featuring Dell EMC technology. It modernized their data center using the industry's most innovative infrastructure portfolio. Servers and storage by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
Shooters, hunters, sportsmen, this Friday and Saturday, Atlantic Guns in Silver Spring and Rockville, having their popular Ruger Days sale. Meet factory reps, see all the new models, register to win a Ruger rifle. Call 800-589-GUNS or visit AtlanticGuns.com.
The 6:25 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry. 8th Street Northeast between 6th and 8th. We're still dealing with a house fire. The fire department on the scene, of course, blocking all lanes.
In addition, East Capitol Street between 7th and 8th is closed as well. This traffic report sponsored by Debt Hotline. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound at Route 410. There's an accident blocking the left lane. The Parkway southbound between the Beltway and Route 50, a 13-minute trip, 6 minutes more than normal. Route 100 eastbound, approaching 97, watch out for a crash. In Silver Spring, 16th Street and the East-West Highway, an overturned vehicle still blocks all lanes here. Checking 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, 21 minutes to travel time, and between the Occoquan River Bridge and the Beltway, more like 14. Say, are you hit by high credit card bills and student loan payments stressing you out? Well, having a tough time paying your bills, not good. Learn how to reduce your credit card or student loan debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 1-800-471-0216. That's 1-800-471-0216. 800-471-0216. And now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather, however, still hovering about 8 degrees below average with a clear sky this morning and a few high clouds. And I think about the same this afternoon. A northwest breeze, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Up near 50, near 30. Tonight, suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 626 on WMAL. Joe Biden and President Trump going at it like school children, threatening to beat each other up. 888-630-9625. Robert in Waldorf, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, Robert. What do you think about this entire thing? It's just ridiculous. And who do you think would win? I mean, why not?
I think the bigger problem is the Republican Party, who's out here deliberately undermining Trump, deliberately doing everything in their power to lose the House of Representatives in order that Trump will be impeached so that they can go ahead and refuse him funding in 2020. In order to run Paul Ryan as a Republican candidate for the President of the United States. That's what you got going on. That's the big issue. Bet on it. Watch it. That's what's going on.
Huh. So, all right. Okay, Robert, thank you so much. Let's quickly get to Howard in Manassas. Howard, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi.
Good morning. I'm pretty sure Trump was an ex-wrestler, enough said. If so, the average wrestler would kick the other average athlete's butt. But I'll tell you whose butt is getting kicked, and it's like your other guy just said. Nancy Pelosi and Schumer have and are kicking the moderate Republicans' butt, and it's ticking us off out here, and the Republicans better stand up and stop pushing.
Yep, you're right, Howard. He's absolutely right. A lot of people feel that way, and I hope they're listening this morning. 628 on WMAL.
America's farmers are the most productive in the world, exporting more than $100 billion worth of products annually. In fact, exports account for 20% of all farm revenue in the U.S. Free trade is essential to maintaining the strength of our agriculture economy. But some in Washington now support policies that would restrict trade. That would be devastating to farms across the country. Michelle Erickson Jones is a fourth-generation Montana farmer.
We raise cereal grains, oil seeds, alfalfa, and we also have a small cow-calf operation. We're very optimistic about the economy under President Trump. However, we're very concerned about the trade policies from Washington. We depend on free trade policies to maintain our export markets. Crops that we grow here on this farm are exported across the globe. Policies that restrict trade would be devastating for farms like ours.
President Trump, keep our economy strong. Protect free trade. Learn more at farmersforfreetrade.com. Paid for by Farmers for Free Trade.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Coming up on WNAL, we're going to talk about the Trump team, the legal Trump team shakeup. Also, Mueller. What's going on there with that investigation? It's 6:30 on WNAL.
WNAL FM Woodbridge, WNAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WNAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WNAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. The Senate overnight passed that $1.3 trillion spending bill, averting a government shutdown.
The yeas are 65, the nays are 32. The motion to concur is agreed to.
The massive package, which funds the government through September 30th, includes hefty increases on military spending and domestic programs, as well as money to fight the opioid epidemic.
Correspondent Sierra Crawford. This week, St. Mary's County school shooting has taken a very sad new turn. 16-year-old Jalen Willie, who was shot in the head by a fellow student in school, has now been removed from life support, her mother says.
She's brain dead and has nothing. No life left in her.
Melissa Willie spoke to reporters last night, 2 days after Jalen was shot by 17-year-old Austin Rollins, who also died from a gunshot wound, although it remains unclear whether he shot himself or if a school resource officer took him down. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and state legislative leaders are pledging that Maryland will give Metro its full share of $167 million a year in new permanent funding. That sets Metro in line to secure a regional, dedicated funding stream that leaders have said for years the system needs. Wednesday's snow day means that Prince George's County Public Schools had to cut a second day off spring break. They'd already shortened it by 1 day because of that wind day earlier this month, but now they're trying to figure out how to make up yesterday's snow day as well. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,958, the Nasdaq at 71,67. Sports sponsored by Lidl. Loyola of Chicago keeps on winning, advancing to the Elite Eight at the NCAA tournament. Kansas State, Michigan, and Florida State also win. NHL, the Caps beat Detroit. NBA, the Wizards host Denver tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Working in the yard this spring? Shop Lidl for surprisingly low prices on gardening essentials. Get mulch, bulbs, and tools starting at just $2.49 while supplies last. Stop by your local Lidl and pick up a free gardening booklet today. Lidl, rethink grocery.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls, gas station attendants would actually pump your gas, and people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with factory-trained experts who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And Bray & Scarf has the big names, including premium brands like Sub-Zero and Wolf. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Drop whatever you're doing and get to Bray & Scarf's 3-day sale going on now through Sunday. Get bonus rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, up to $600 back. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and boy, do I recommend you do too. Look, carpets should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So with spring now upon us, it's a great time to have Zero Res help you with your spring cleaning. Say goodbye to all the dirt, grime, bacteria, pollen, pet stains, ugly traffic patterns, and odors lurking down there in your carpets. Trust me, a Zero Res clean will leave your carpets looking brand new again. Zero Res can also use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood and tile floors, even upholstery. And listen to this great offer just for WMAL listeners. This is going to help you get your spring cleaning started. Book today, get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Zero Res is also offering special discounts on any pet odor treatment. So call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forwards or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
We know that selecting new windows and doors for your home is not an easy process. But what is easy is knowing who you can trust. Trust us at Mid-South Building Supply.
Homeowners who value design, quality, and energy efficiency turn their trust to Marvin Windows and Doors. Whether you're replacing or remodeling, choose Marvin or Integrity for Marvin, made with Ultrex fiberglass. You'll find the perfect selection of styles built to the highest standards of quality. With an unparalleled level of support, you can feel confident knowing you're making the right choice. Visit your independent Marvin dealer, where selecting your windows and doors has never been easier.
The pros at Mid-South Building Supply, your local Marvin dealer, know that trust is key when it comes to replacing your windows and doors. Mid-South Building Supply experts can help you find the right replacement solutions for your next remodeling project. Visit us in Springfield, Virginia, or go online to midsouth.discovermarvin.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Preparations for the March for Our Lives tomorrow continue. We have road closures now. More will be forthcoming, and parking restrictions will also be in effect. The 9th Street Tunnel and Federal Triangle Metro stations closed for the duration. A Street Northeast between 6th and 8th, ongoing fire department activity blocking all lanes. Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed south. Just after Riverdale Road, there is a crash. Now, it has been moved to the shoulder. Police are there, so just be aware of that and be careful. 270 southbound between just before 109, I should say. Watch out for an accident taking out the left lane. 270 headed south from 70 to 121, a 24-minute trip. No serious mass transit delays to speak of. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With sunshine and a chilly 50, we should be at 58. Tonight, 30, 20s out in the suburbs. Tomorrow, a few clouds around up near 50. On Sunday, mixed clouds and sunshine and highs in the upper 40s. Precipitation gets close, but right now, looks like it stays south. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Haymarket, 29 in Gettysburg, 36 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday to you. We've got a great show lined up. Coming up in about half an hour at 7:05, Diana Mayhew from the Cherry Blossom Festival. That starts on Sunday. She'll have the highlights for us. At 7:35, economist Steve Moore to discuss the Chinese and the tariffs and also the omnibus spending bill. At 8:05, Peter Newsham, D.C. Police Chief, to let us know how D.C. is preparing for the March for Our Lives and how that's going to maybe impact you as well with travel. Around the area. At 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel wraps up the week. I'm Mary Welter, and I'm here with Hans von Spakovsky.
Good morning, Mary.
All right. Seems like we are constantly talking about a shakeup with the administration, although maybe we're starting to see a slowdown because there's been a lot in the last couple of days. So we know Joe DiGenova, a friend of the show. We have him here on here all the time, is now joined the administration on the legal team. And we have someone leaving the legal team. John Dowd was President Trump's lead personal attorney for the Russia investigation. Now, everyone's speculating as to why John Dowd left the administration. You know, why did he go? One of the big reasons people are floating is because John Dowd was he was very cooperative with the Mueller campaign, with the Mueller investigation. He was good with voluntarily giving documents to the investigation. He was behind that. He was definitely pushing the president for that. But he was against the president speaking to Robert Mueller. He was really against that. And President Trump, when asked by CNN's Jeff Zeleny whether he would talk to special counsel Robert Mueller, here's what the president had to say.
Mr. President, would you still like to testify to special counsel Robert Mueller, sir?
I would like to.
Yeah, I would like to. We know the president has said several times, yeah, I would like to speak to the special counsel. But John Dowd did not think that was a good idea.
Well, I have to say, I agree with John Dowd. If I was the president's lawyer, I would be telling him the same thing. And I think this is a situation where the president should be listening to his lawyers. Look, the addition of Joe DiGenova is a great addition. You know, he's a very experienced former prosecutor. And he's been doing, I think, something that should be done, and that is attacking and going after the bias and partisanship of the people involved in the Mueller investigation. I mean, look, the number two guy, Andrew Weissman, he is known as an abusive prosecutor. He almost single-handedly destroyed Arthur Anderson, put thousands of people out of work. And you know where he was on election night? He was attending Hillary Clinton's election night party in New York. And that's the guy who is helping to head this investigation and who we expect is going to have, what, an unbiased, nonpartisan investigation, please?
Well, we know that the entire Mueller team is comprised of Democrats,
yeah.
Some of whom, most of them, have contributed to either President Barack Obama's campaign or Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Yeah, and I think the legal team needs to make put a lot more light on that particular issue, frankly, the same way, remember, Bill Clinton and his folks went after Ken Starr and raised a lot of issues about him, and I think they need to do that now with Mueller.
Well, that was a lot of people were saying the theory about when President Trump came out and kind of attacked Robert Mueller and the investigation over the past weekend. Last weekend he was doing that was because he was taking a page, and I think it was Byron York who said that President Trump was taking a page out of the Bill Clinton handbook,
yeah,
and going after the messenger, going after the special prosecutor,
right,
here,
and
this investigation.
And we need to say, look, year and a half into the investigation, still not a single piece of evidence of any kind, of any collusion between the president and the Russian government to influence the election.
Well, but the problem is that Rod Rosenstein did not give any specific parameters for this investigation.
Yes.
So they can go off and they're investigating things from 10 years ago. They want financial records from the Trumps from a hotel that never got built in Russia in, 2015? They're looking into things. They went back for Manafort. They went back 10 years.
Right. So, none of which has anything to do with the election, and that is something that needs to be fixed right away. The parameters of this investigation need to be narrowed to only one thing: possible collusion.
And I don't know if you can put that genie back in the bottle, though, because now that it's out, Democrats are going to say, oh, well, there's something there. Why are you trying to keep him from looking into that? Now you're hiding. And go, well, it doesn't have anything to do with collusion. Oh, but that wasn't that was not the parameter of the investigation. He wasn't given parameters. He was not given any kind of roadblock saying you can only this is your lane. He was not given a lane. He was given the entire highway.
Right, but see, this is a situation where we're not saying people should ignore that. But look, if they have evidence of things that have nothing to do with the election, refer that to the regular career prosecutors at the Justice Department for them to look into. The special prosecutors only objective should be looking at this one issue, possible Russian collusion. And so far, he's found nothing.
And from what and you would know this better than I, but from what I understand is they are supposed to investigate a crime. What is the crime?
Yeah, he hasn't really said what the crime is.
Right. Right. So that could be because, listen, with bringing Joe DiGenova on, as you said, a more aggressive approach. And that's why John Dowd said, this isn't where I want to take this. So he bat out. But they both said, hey, we're still good friends. So the changes keep coming with the administration. 6:43 on WMAL.
Spring, it's finally here. Drinks are in the cooler, smoke is in the air, your tent is pitched, and the family is together. Here's to the season that takes you there. Cabela's Great Outdoor Days. Family events and amazing deals. Your one stop before the campsite. Save 20% on Cabela's exclusive Merrill Hikers. 25% on turkey vests. $100 on Taurus Millennium G2 pistols. And get $800 off Humminbird Helix 12 SI Chirp Sonar GPS Combo. Shop in store or online at Cabela's.com.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. National Tax Credit Group is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-809-7716. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-809-7716. 800-809-7716. 800-809-7716.
Here is another digital advertising tip from Cumulus C-Suite.
Your business has great website traffic, but it isn't translating to paying customers. Don't feel bad. 98% of web users don't become customers on their initial visit to a website. With digital retargeting, your digital ad will follow website visitors around the web, building frequency and keeping your message top of mind with those who matter most. To learn more, go to cumulusdigital.com.
Cumulus C-Suite, making digital advertising easy.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, happy Friday to you guys. Couple of issues in the northeast section of the nation's capital. Rhode Island Avenue at North Capitol Street, a crash there. Police are on the scene. A Street between 6th and 8th, still fire department activity ongoing and still blocking all lanes. And in addition, East Capitol Street between 7th and 8th is closed as well. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, a 19-minute commute, 7 more than normal. 270 headed south just before 109. Watch out for an accident. The left lane is blocked. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, a 23-minute trip. In Silver Spring, 16th Street and the East-West Highway, an overturned vehicle blocking all lanes. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, 21 minutes our travel time there, 7 more than normal. No mass transit delays. And now the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly morning with a northwest breeze around 15 to 25 miles per hour. We'll keep that into the afternoon. A few high clouds with sunshine and a chilly 50. We should be at 58. Tonight, 30, 20s out in the suburbs. Tomorrow, a few clouds around up near 50. On Sunday, mixed clouds and sunshine and highs in the upper 40s. Precipitation gets close, but right now looks like it stays south. I'm meteorologist Ray Stijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL. President Trump and his tariffs. This is his view on tariffs. This is what he says the tariffs will do. He said this at a signing ceremony for the executive order to impose tariffs.
It's going to make us a much stronger, much richer nation.
Well, some people disagree with that. President Trump just hit China with tariffs on up to about $60 billion in imports with the Chinese. We know we have a big trade deficit with the Chinese. I mean, look at how many things. We've got these little American flags, you know, to put in front of the house that we put along the sidewalk there for 4th of July, Memorial Day, you know, Labor Day, those types of things.
Oh, not going to tell they're made in China.
Every single one of them has a little sticker on it says made in China. Like, what are you going to do? You can't get them made in America. They just don't exist. It's cheaper to make these things in China and then ship them over here and pay a dollar for them each at the dollar store. That's it's just the way it is. And I think all of us are so used to everything being made in China, and we just accept it. So we have a trade deficit with the Chinese. So the president, as I said, put up $60 billion on imports from Chinese imports, and he said this is the first of his many tariffs.
This is the first of many. This is number one, but this is the first of many.
All right. So what the president is doing here, I think what he's doing, and I actually said he would do, he's willing to work with these countries.
Right.
So the president put this $60 billion in tariffs on imports, I would think, with a view to now discussing this with the Chinese.
Well, you know,
many countries are calling to negotiate better trade deals because they don't want to have to pay the steel and aluminum tariffs. So we are negotiating with various countries.
Yeah, and you know, part of what the president said is that he's doing this because the Chinese are stealing American intellectual property, and we know that's true. Is this the best way to stop them from doing that? That I don't know, but we do have problems with China.
Yeah, and China said that they're going to take measures against 128 U.S. products as a potential retaliation. Now, the U.S. goods had an import value of $3 billion in 2017. They include wine, fresh fruit, dried fruit and nuts, steel pipes, modified ethanol, and ginseng. They could see a 15% duty. 25% tariff could be imposed, they say, on U.S. pork and recycled aluminum goods. But Washington also said that they're going to do this in two stages if they can't get an agreement with Washington. So it looks like President Trump is doing what he does best, and he's heading towards negotiating. That's what he's going to do. To discuss this further with us, 7:35, Steve Moore, economist Steve Moore, will be with us to break this down for us. It's now 6:50 on WMAL.
Retirement is on your mind. You're thinking about it more than ever. Perhaps it's fast approaching. Maybe you've just retired. Either way, you know you're going to live a long time, and that means your money will have to last a long time, too. But have you told your money that? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. You might be ready for a long, happy retirement, but is your money designed to last as long as you do? You can find out for free. At Edelman Financial, for a limited time, you can get a free retirement review from our experienced financial planners. You'll see if you have enough money to last your entire retirement. To get your free retirement review, visit EdelmanFinancial.com/review. It's a special limited time offer, so act now. Visit EdelmanFinancial.com/review. Do it today. Be retirement confident. EdelmanFinancial.com/review.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA SIPC.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day, and I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-4441. Written by best-selling author and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-4441. 1-800-375-4441.
It's 6:53, so let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday, Jess.
Oh, happy Friday, Mary. We need this one. Red on the screens across the globe today, a global stock sell-off on trade war fears after the Trump administration announced tariffs on Chinese products coming into the U.S. The Dow is coming off a 724-point plunge. It's poised to drop another 200 points this morning at the open. Don't look at your 401k account. Crude oil is sitting near a two-month high. Now, American farmers are worried about China's tariff retaliation. China China, says it will slap import taxes on products sent to China from farmers like wine, pork, and fresh and dried fruit. Meantime, President Trump has a spending bill to sign this morning, keeping the government open for 6 months. Facebook's data breach was the last straw for many users, reports the New York Times, as they delete accounts. Facebook executives are bracing for government regulation. In theaters, Universal's Pacific Rim Uprising will try to unseat five-week winner Black Panther in the top spot. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Whitten in the Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hi, Art.
Hi there, Mary. I'm going to make you write that 150 times. I'll show you. All right, in the district, A Street Northeast between 6th and 8th, fire department activity still blocking all lanes. And in addition, East Capitol Street is closed between 7th and 8th. Rhode Island Avenue at North Capitol Street, we have an accident blocking one lane. Police, of course, are there as well. Route 50 in Capitol Heights westbound at Kenilworth Avenue, a crash on the right shoulder. 270 headed south. Before 109, watch out, an accident takes out the left lane. The inner loop of the Beltway approaching Connecticut Avenue, an accident, albeit on the shoulder. 95 in Virginia northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway, a 14-minute trip. Should only take you about 10 minutes. And keep in mind, because it is a little bit windy out there on the Bay Bridge, we have a wind advisory in effect. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly morning with a northwest breeze around 15 to 25 miles per hour. We'll keep that into the afternoon. A few high clouds with sunshine and a chilly 50. We should be at 58. Tonight 30, 20s out in the suburbs. Tomorrow a few clouds around up near 50. On Sunday, mixed clouds and sunshine and highs in the upper 40s. Precipitation gets close, but right now it looks like it stays south. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL.
Retirement is all about income. Learn strategies to create it on the Savvy Investor Radio. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
All right, so the March for Our Lives is this Saturday, and just, you know, D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham will be joining us at 8:05 to discuss how D.C. is preparing for that march. You're going to have school kids coming in from all over the country. Apparently, I guess they sold cookies and lemonade over the weekends, you know, leading up to this to get the money to be able to come to D.C., you know, with charter buses and hotel rooms and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm sure that's how they raised the money to get here. Working hard, you know, raking leaves, shoveling snow.
Right. Excuse me. But some of the biggest progressive organizations have been providing money from this Planned Parenthood, MoveOn.org, but Planned Parenthood, who is so concerned about the safety of kids. And they've been giving them the money and logistics for this.
Well, Hans, I am shocked. Nancy Pelosi said this is grassroots. And so shocked that you are that cynical, that you think that there could be some kind of political motivation behind this.
Listen, they even apparently, according to an article in BuzzFeed, they hired a PR firm called 42nd West. The students did, which is used by the entertainment industry. You know, people like, George Clooney and others, right?
Speaking of George Clooney, funny that you brought him up. He and Amal sent a letter to the kids of Parkland High School, who apparently don't go to school anymore because they're 15 minutes of fame. They're milking that as much as they can. And they're traveling all over the country.
Right.
They're on every television show. I would love to see a picture of them actually in class learning. But I guess they'll just graduate because of their good deeds.
Well, but why do that when they're raising millions of dollars to fund what they're doing through their GoFundMe site?
Yes, and there are there is zero attention paid to the, like Kyle Kashuv, the Parkland students who are pro-Second Amendment and want armed guards in their school. They don't get the cover of Time magazine. So the Guardian left-wing rag, very, very left, very, very left-wing out of Britain, gave their page called for the opinion page to the students, the staff at the Eagle Eye, which is the student newspaper at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And they chose to publish the letter from the Clooneys to the students, where they said, Mal and I are 100% behind you. We'll be marching in D.C. on the 24th with armed guards. And we feel very strongly that this is your march, though, your moment. And also the Obamas sending a handwritten note to the students saying, we will be there for you. And if they're there, pretty sure they'll have armed guards, too, and no one will get the irony. To discuss this with us at 8:05, D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham. Talk about how D.C. is preparing for the March for Our Lives and how that can affect you. It's 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz of Arlington. A teenage girl shot by a classmate inside their St. Mary's County High School on Tuesday has now been taken off life support.
16-year-old Jalen Wiley had lay in critical condition since being shot in the head before classes Tuesday by a 17-year-old fellow student at Maryland's Great Mills High School.
She's brain dead and has no life left in her.
Her mother, Melissa, announced last night the family had made a tough decision.
We will be taking her off life support this evening.
Jalen was one of nine siblings and a member of the swim team. A 14-year-old boy who was shot in the thigh during the encounter was released from the hospital this week. The shooter, 17-year-old Austin Rawlins, died during an encounter with a school resource officer. Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Tomorrow, the National Mall will be filled with hundreds of thousands of teenagers here to protest gun violence and demanding that lawmakers make schools safer. It's the March for Our Lives. And many of those students are arriving here with the help of strangers.
Coming to D.C. from across the country isn't cheap, which is why some of those taking part in this weekend's March for Our Lives rally have taken to GoFundMe to raise money for their trip, according to website CEO Rob Solomon.
Tens of thousands of people have donated to various campaigns to get people to either the march in D.C., or the various local marches that are happening all around the country.
Solomon says the biggest campaign organized by a Parkland shooting survivor has raised more than $3 million. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There will not be a government shutdown this weekend. Congress has given final approval to a massive spending bill that keeps the government funded through September.
About 28 hours after lawmakers unveiled a more than 2,300-page spending bill, $1.3 trillion, major increases in both defense spending and non-defense domestic spending, it was passed and cleared and sent to the president's desk.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. President Trump is replacing National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster with former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton.
The president's tweet taking both White House officials and Bolton by surprise. Sources say Mr. Trump unexpectedly accelerated the announcement, in part because of an internal leak that he ignored guidance not to congratulate Russian President Vladimir Putin about his election.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. The deadline to file for the June D.C. mayoral primary is now passed, and incumbent Muriel Bowser has no serious challengers. Council member and former Mayor Vince Gray decided not to run in the primary, but the Washington Post reports that in an interview with the paper, Gray would not rule out challenging Bowser in the November general election. Dominion Energy wants a rate increase to pay for burying power lines. Dominion says the plan it has submitted to state regulators would add less than $2 a month to the average residential customer's electric bill. And the Maryland Medical Marijuana Dispensary has banned several customers for writing online complaints about it. And officials say that is a potential violation of state rules for the fledgling medical marijuana industry. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,958, the NASDAQ at 71.67. Sports Loyola of Chicago advances to the Elite Eight, so do Kansas State, Michigan, and Florida State. Hockey, the Caps win. NBA, the Wizards host Denver tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Your heart says style, but your family says SUV. At Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, you can find both in one. Talk to our expert staff and browse our vast selection of SUVs. The nimble GLA, powerful GLC, adventurous GLE, and elegant GLS. Family owned and operated for 80 years, we make car buying convenient and relaxing. That's because we're focused on one thing, Mercedes, just Mercedes. And when you love something, it shows. Visit justmercedes.com.
Stressed out, but still need to make dinner? Bring simplicity into your life with delicious, mouth-watering seafood from CPAC. Your family will love our jumbo butterfly shrimp and our popcorn shrimp. Add our products to your favorite meal and be a hero at dinner time. With CPAC, dinner does not have to be complicated. Super simple and super tasty, a CPAC meal is the perfect solution for dinner every night. Chillax, you've got this. Find recipes and more at CPAC.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing the designs from minus 40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit and drenching them in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks and detail. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Thank you. Good morning to you. A Street Northeast between 6th and 8th. Watch out for fire department activity blocking all lanes. It's a working house fire. And keep in mind, because of it, East Capitol Street closed between 7th and 8th. Rhode Island Avenue Northeast, both directions at North Capitol, a crash blocking the left lane. Police are on the scene. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, a 22-minute trip. It's 9 minutes more than usual. The inner loop slow between Route 5 Branch Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, a 13-minute trip.